40 letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter number 5429. Baruch Hashem, the sixth day of Iyur Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. The Rebbe addressed it to the great genius Rav Goyen, a man of many actions, Menachem Sheyichya Porush, Yerushalayim. This Menachem Porush was the secretary, he was a member of the Knesset. He had a lot of important positions. He was Agudas Yisrael, he was in the Knesset. So the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha, peace and blessing. And there's dot, dot, dot. But the Rebbe says, I want to thank you for passing along my regards from here to the Hasidim, to the Anash in Yerushalayim. Apparently he visited with the Rebbe. And the Rebbe is thanking him for bringing the regards from him to the Hasidim that are in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. So the Rebbe says, I already said by way of a tzachus, which means in a light way, that it is a positive mitzvah of the Torah to cleave to the ways of Hashem. L'dovka bidrachov. What do we say? We say, how do we cleave to the ways of Hashem? What does it mean we should mimic, we should do what Hashem does? Just like Hashem is compassionate, also you be compassionate. That's what the Talmud says. Go in the ways of Hashem. Cleave to the ways of Hashem. Do as Hashem does. Hashem has compassion. You have compassion. And from this we can learn also another aspect. That just like Hashem's speech, Hashem doesn't just talk. God doesn't talk. God talks, creates. It makes up. A person also has to be like Hashem. To cleave to Hashem's ways means that a person needs to make an effort that his talk should also create, bring to, shouldn't just be talk, because you have to compare, you have to connect to Hashem. If that's Hashem's talk creates, your talk should also bring to action. And that is up to the person who gives the talk, who speaks. Because a person is called the name Adam, man. In the Hebrew comes also the language of compared, because he is compared to Hashem. As brought down, the Rebbe brings in Shalom. So the Rebbe says, how does the person make sure that what you speak is actually speech that has an impact? It's up to you. If you talk from the heart, meaning you talk with feeling and you really mean it, then they enter to the heart of those who listen. As our sages tell us, that words that come from the heart enter the heart. And also, in conduct, that it changes their conduct. If you speak from the heart, it enters the heart, and it impacts the conduct based on the saying of our sages in Brachis Hey Amud Beis, that not only do they enter, but they should also listen to them. Exactly which Gemara the Rebbe means here. When we say that Shema needs to enter, what the Gemara the Rebbe means, got to look up in the Gemara Brachos, it says, Hey Omid Beis. But the bottom line, the Rebbe is saying is, it's up to you, that your words should be impactful. And what it means, if you mean the words that you're saying, then they're impactful. And that means that you're comparing yourself to Hashem. I'm looking forward for good news and all the above. The Rebbe is thanking Rabbi Porush, Menachem Porush, for passing along regards, but the Rebbe says when you pass along regards, if you give it from the heart, then it actually has the impact, not only that the other person gets impacted, that it enters their heart, but it actually leads to action. And then you are compared to Hashem. The Rebbe looks forward for good news.